Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. I love that. I really do. I love that jingle. Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to make a new one sometime this weekend, maybe. I've been kind of playing around. Maybe a little, like, karaoke slash, jingle or something. I don't know. I kind of got been playing with what to do for intro. But, hey, welcome to the show. And last night I was going to dedicate this show to one of my favorite Christian artists. His name was Daneke, and he was in this, the end of the 70s, mostly 80s, Christian rock band, and I grew up listening to them, and their name was DeGarmo and Key. Eddie DeGarmo was related to the reality star Dana DeGarmo. She was on American Idol.
Diana Ferragamo.
DeGarmo,
yeah. I think she tried out in Hawaii.
DeGarmo, not Ferragamo. No, not her. Not from Hawaii. It's DeGarmo, not.
Yeah,
DeGarmo.
I know. She's not from Hawaii, but I seem to remember that's where she went to try out. But I don't know. I may be wrong.
Okay. Yeah, and Paul is with us. Anyways, he was the uncle to her, and Dana Key, the one that passed away, was Francis Scott Key, the guy that made the Star Spangled Banner, wrote it. It was, I think, his great uncle. I can't remember. Yeah, Diana. That's it. DeGarmo. Right there. You got it, Jess. This band is, like I said, I grew up listening to them. And I'm going to play the short song and then close it off with one of their longer songs that means something to me. But anyways, here it is. Here's the song. Sit back. It's a little rock. If you don't like rock music, sorry. It's a little 70s. Remember, it's like from the 80s, so it's going to be a little, not today. So.
Yeah.
Al the cop. You know what? I wonder if it's your phone that's staticking. Because does it sound staticky to you? Paul?
Oh. Al's phone or the music? The music sounded fine.
Yeah, I thought so too. So let's bring Al up first of all. Alan?
Yeah.
I think it was your phone. I think it was your phone staticking.
Well, a lot of times when you play music, I don't know. My earpiece doesn't like it, but it gets real staticky in my ear.
That's what it is, then.
But anyways, moving on.
Okay, I know. I just had to bust your balls a little bit because I'm like, it didn't sound staticky to me. I was like, okay. Anyways, before I bring Zach up on the phone line, and Zach, I see you sitting there, so just stay away. I wanted to. To talk about the contest. And one reason I'm not bringing Zach up is because Zach has officially entered and is officially the only person that is in the contest right now. Tonight, if you guys want to do it, we're going to give you guys a chance to call in and play a trivia game. Or maybe not a trivia game. It's going to be some kind of game for you guys. And here's the deal. Two of you guys are going to be able to have a chance to do that. And it's kind of like you automatically, you don't have to enter the contest. You won't even have to, you just be automatically put in and you don't have to, like, do your entry. So two of you guys will have a chance to do it tonight and one will enter. And Zach, you're already in, so you don't have to do it. So, and remember, and Paul, I want to let you talk for a second here. Hope you're with me still, because you're multitasking. I can tell because every time I throw it to you, you're not. But anyways, and I'll tell you when to call in. So because I don't want you guys to call in until I announce it. So here's the deal, Paul.
Yes, sir.
Tell them what they win now if they win our contest.
I will certainly do that, but you are right that I am multitasking, and I'm watching the ball game too, and Liriano has 10 strikeouts, struck out 7 in a row at one point, so beating up on Atlanta. I know you don't care about Atlanta, but it's in your backyard, so I just had to mention that. Anyway,
I do like Atlanta, but
anyway,
tell me why you really? I was asked.
It's 2-1 Minnesota in the bottom.
Tell
of
them what they would win. You're doing what I normally do.
I was going to get to that, but I just wanted to mention that first. I wanted to get that out of the way. So. Anyway, they will. Okay.
Okay.
You did it with the Blackhawks. I apologize, peeps. They're going to win Vegas Bash tickets to one of the events. And if they've already got tickets to one of the events, then there will be an alternate, I've already forgotten, I'm sorry.
Here, I'll just tell them. Paul,
thanks,
I'll let you do one thing and you mess it up.
And
I blew it. No, well, here is the deal, guys. You get Saturday's ticket if you already don't have the ticket. If you don't have the ticket, if you have the ticket, so like if you already won the tickets or if you already bought your tickets and everything, you can get Sunday paid for. So, like, the barbecue and I can't remember all that Nikki said, but the second thing. And I want to tell you guys, this is going to take a little while, so you're going to have to be committed to it, but you don't have to be too committed. There's going to be stuff to do. There's going to be tasks to do, too, or you're going to be eliminated. There's some penalties. And, Alan, I was going to bring you – I brought you back up. And, Alan, you may enter the contest.
Okay, I wasn't sure, and that's the only reason why I haven't really made a big effort to do anything yet, because I was interested in it, but I wasn't sure if I was eligible or not, being a co-host some of the nights that you're on.
Yeah, I'm gonna allow if you're, I'm, you know, because it is a fan vote thing. It's not gonna be me. I'm gonna judge, and Paul is taking himself out of the contest by helping me judge. He said, and like Michelle Costa's gonna help me judge, and Corey will probably, and Nikki will be part of the like the judging. So for the stuff that we do. So my point is that, Alan, I'm allowing you because even though you do help me already, I feel like you should be still allowed to do it. Okay? So
thanks, sir.
The Saints, and really, I already, you know, I feel like anybody that won, but you're going to have to enter it, though, so I'm not guaranteeing it. But like I said, I'm going to disconnect people that is Judge Green had to call back in, so wait till I tell you to call in.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to do a trivia something. But
oh,
you want...
I am, but it's going to be towards the end of the middle of the show because I want to do a couple other things first.
Okay.
So, sorry. okay, so the next thing on the agenda is, again, it's something else that I wanted to bring And Alan, I'm going to make you not play the trivia game, though, because I want you to enter by the other way, okay?
Okay.
Just because there's a reason why. I feel that it'll be better off, you know, if you do it that way.
That's fine. I understand.
Okay.
Well, I don't want it to look like that I'm getting any special treatment anyway, so, you know, I'm really cool.
Yeah, that's why I want you to do it that way. For then I won't have to be the judge of it. You know, if it comes down to judging, that will let, you know, like someone else judge it. Okay, so we can, you know, vote on you. Okay, here's the deal. Though I have one more thing I want you guys to, and people that that would like to do this. I am starting a new thing on my webpage. I'm going to advertise anybody that would like to. If you guys sell Avon, if you sell something that you're online and you're doing it, anybody that owns an online store, if you have an eBay account and you have a store on eBay and you like to advertise on the show, for $5, you'll get one spot on the webpage for the month. And for $5, you'll get at least one spot a week where I'll mention your site. And we'll probably do a quick commercial, too, for $5 for a month. So, I mean, that's, you know, it's if you guys have, like, a little site, you know, Paul, do you, and Alan, do you understand what I'm kind of getting at? So, like, if they
sell Avon. Yeah, I understand exactly.
Isn't that a good idea?
You know, it can help you with your expenses as far as the show goes, and, you know, if it gets big enough, maybe the show could be upgraded to a different status and, you know, help you with the with other things you need. Yeah, I understand completely.
Yeah, instead of just donating money. I mean, because I'm still willing to take donations, too. But, like, if you have something you want to sell, or if you've already donated and you have a site, just tell me, hey, I got a site and I want this advertised. I'm going to revamp the whole Rad Reality Show page anyways. It's going to move to .com and everything. So that's one reason I need it is because, you know, but it's a good way to advertise, too. And you think about how many people come through here. I mean, we get a good traffic, so it'll be a good way to traffic. You know, I mean, and you can plug your stuff and stuff. So anyways, that's the next thing I wanted to talk about. Okay. What is the word?
Remiss?
What? What did you say?
I have no idea what you were getting to. The only word popped into my head was remiss. I would have been anyway, I don't know what you're going to talk about. Go ahead.
You know what I'm going to talk about, and everyone in the room knows what I'm going to talk about. about how my Chicago Blackhawks won the Stanley Cup, and I'm so excited still about that, and that's pretty cool. So hey, here's the deal. We're gonna play a song real quick, and Alan, I know you love to sing along with the songs that we do. So if you like to sing along with this one, you can join me.
Ooh,
in it.
Special compensation? No, permission there, huh?
Here come the Hawks.
No, I'm not going to do that one. Come on. Why would I want to do that one?
No, I thought I was jumping together.
Chat room right now
to take care of Big John, you mean?
Yeah.
I just texted her. It's funny you said that. I said send on text right when you said that.
Hey.
Wait. I'm hoping he's not going to take care of himself tonight. is he going to be? welcome to the show, 580.
I'm not going to take care of myself tonight. I've got my baby, so I've got to be a good boy.
Okay. What are you doing, cowboy?
Just chilling with my boys. I just put the Chipmunks, the sequel, in for my babies. So they're kind of watching the Chipmunks. So they're kind of quiet and sitting down, and I'm outside talking to you guys.
Well, that's cool. You made us, I think, this week one of the happiest shows of all time this week. And you know,
did you tell Alan about it? I forgot to even tell him about it.
Alan, did you hear about it? Did we tell you about this yet? Yeah, we told
you
about that, right?
No, he's been over at his mom's house quite a bit this week, and
yeah,
I
can
talk to him pretty much about anything.
Yeah, but
we got to talk today about
30
minutes,
so
that was it.
No, but didn't we tell you Tuesday about it? Or what night did you call in? You called in Tuesday night, didn't you?
No, last time I called in was last Thursday because I was no, it wasn't Thursday.
Oh, yeah, you called in.
Yeah, it was Thursday because I was taking my...
this week.
Nope,
yeah,
it was last Thursday because I was taking my son's girlfriend back home.
Cowboy.
No, you called in real quick. Anyways, Cowboy called in Monday, and I'm supposed to be working on my clip. Cowboy calls in Monday, okay? And he goes, I'm on a date with myself. He goes, something like, I wish I had a clip. He goes,
that's
I
a soundbite worth
drink.
Having right there.
He says he bought myself a drink. I'm going to take care of a bubble bath. And then afterwards, I'm going to take care of myself.
And don't have to worry about making babies.
Take matters into your own hands.
Cowboy, you're not in the chat, but people are saying hi, including Big John, or Dan,
hello.
And Jen. So say hi to the chatters.
Hello, chatters. Glad y'all got to come out and listen. And Big Eddie, I'm glad, or Big John, Big Eddie's his our nephew. Anyways, I'm glad that everything's good, I guess, because you're in the chat room. So, you know, our prayers were out for you.
Yeah, he's okay. He's making
he's
fun
fine.
Of me in the Stanley Cup right now.
Hey, you're fine, buddy. Sorry, my five-year-old's outside looking at fireflies and looking for ants.
Dan in the chat, Big John or Dan in the chat room said, did you use protection?
I didn't have to. It was myself.
You got to watch out, though. Paulo Anderson is very fertile.
And if you did it in the bathtub.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Where's Michelle when I need her?
Hey, let me tell you, that night spilled over into the next day in Twitter land and the next
did
show.
Did it really?
Yes, it kept going on
Michelle
for a couple
was talking
days.
About it even. Yeah, Michelle, it's like the big joke now. You know, we're going to take care of ourselves.
You know what? I need to stay out of the Kool-Aid, don't I? Wow.
Yeah, it's okay. But you know what? It's okay. It's good. It's about as it was about as funny as somebody streaking in the Big Brother house.
Unfortunately, I think I did both of them.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was saying it. That's the funny part. Okay. Hey, you know, let me bring up Zach because I know Zach wants to say hi to you. And
hello,
hey, have you heard about our contest? Have you heard about our contest? We're doing a game.
Alan was telling me a little bit about it. I think he was confused in some areas.
Yeah. He didn't know if he could play, and I told him he can. And so now he's allowed to play. I'm allowing him to play if he makes the cut, you know. And anyways, though, the winner now gets Vegas tickets.
Well, see, he did tell me that. That's awesome. I'll tell you what, I'm really looking forward to this trip. For one, I'll be honest with you. I think it's going to be a great charity. Nikki is incredible. But I'm really looking forward to hanging out with Big John and Eddie because, I mean, oh, are they? Okay. I'm looking forward to Big John and Eddie because, and I know Alan, I'm speaking for my roommate as well. We have never been to Vegas, and here we get to a chance to go almost a week early and hang out in Vegas. And I'm really excited. We're gonna have so much fun. It's going to be a nice trip, a good road trip, 18-and-a-half-hour road trip. So there's no telling what's going to happen on that road trip, but it's going to be an incredible, week, and we're going to get down there and see the scenes. I know I looked up tickets. One good thing, we're looking forward to going to Hooters and listening to Elvis Knight at Hooters and Dirty Dozen.
Just to let everybody know, I go there for the wings.
That's awesome. Yeah, and I'm looking forward. You know what? She's almost got 100. I think almost got. She might have 100 people coming. It seems like it's like huge this year. A Big John from Rock of Love's gonna be there. A Richard Hash from Survivor.
Wow.
I mean, there's some big names that are gonna be, you know, there that weekend. A bunch of Big Brother people. There's going to be so much stuff. And Sunday's
the Cowboys
event,
from Amazing Race and also the Detectives.
Oh, and Dan and Jordan, too. I haven't heard about the Cowboys yet.
Yep.
Dan and Jordan.
I didn't know about the Cowboys either, but Nikki did confirm that Dan and Jordan were going to be there, so that's cool, too.
Well, yeah, I think
and,
that Nikki told me the Cowboys. I could be wrong, but I think that they have confirmed.
But Shima's going to be there, I know.
Cool.
And
that cowboy
and
guy.
What?
That
Who?
Cowboy guy from BB5, 7, or
he's too busy getting hands on.
No, I heard he's not going. That he's going to be on a date with himself.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
That's right. I'm looking forward because, Nikki's already told me probably I get to do some interviews. So it's gonna be like if we have the new hot, and then I'm gonna, you know, it's gonna be fun. I'm so excited. I'm excited, and I'm just looking forward to it. And you never know who else might come with.
So Ron, are you still planning on coming to Oklahoma and driving up with us?
If Hula don't, I probably what I'm going to do is see what Hula does. I'm supposed to maybe ride with her, but if Hula can't go, I'm planning on going with you guys.
If you don't go, I'm not putting any pressure on you. I think I'm going to bring my mom.
Oh, you can still bring her, can't you? Or do you?
No, we can't. But I mean, if it's poor, great. If you do decide to go with that other lady like you're talking, then I'll bring mom. Either way, I mean, she's okay with it.
Yeah, and the thing is, the cool thing about it, and this is the, I think, you know, I'm going for sure this year. This year I'm going, even if I have to drag myself in walkway.
I've got bets against you. I don't think you're going to go. I've got bets going right now.
Oh, we're going to start calling Ron Chaser, right?
Yeah.
You know what? The funny part about it is I got my tickets taken care of. The trip is supposed to be taken care of because I'm supposed to go with you this time. So so it's all good about that. And then if Fule wants to go, we got that. So it's going to be a good backup plan. You know what I mean? So, and my third thing is I already got the hotel taken care of.
Right.
Because I've, got taken that care of. So I'm all set. There's no reason not to go unless my transportation backs out on me. Or my car breaks.
Well, I mean, the biggest thing is, you got to try to – how far is it from where you are to Oklahoma?
I don't think it's that far, and my car should be able to make it.
I think it's almost like 9 to 11 hours, give or take.
Yeah.
So the only thing about that is we're in the southeastern part of Oklahoma, too, so you'll have to drive all the way through it.
Oh, I don't care. Anything to do. But I'm pretty positive Hula's she really wants to go, too, and everything. So I'm going to get a definite answer within a month or so. So we'll be able to know.
Big guy spoke to Ryan.
Zach, you know you're – what?
I wanted you to read Big John's post.
Oh, am I on?
Ron sleeps in my pool if he comes early.
What? What did he say?
Dan said that if Ron shows up early, he gets to sleep in Big John's in Dan's pool.
Dan likes to make fun of me or pick on me.
He's feeling,
but I'll shoot it right back.
I know.
Ron, if you go up with us, that's who we're staying with.
Oh, I know, and Dan is a jerk, but it's okay. I still love this big jerk.
Am I on, Ron?
Hey, Zach.
Yeah, Zach, you're on. Yeah, you're on, Zach.
Oh, wow. I didn't know I was on.
I said I was bringing you on to talk to Cowboy.
I know, but then usually you say hi, and you never called anything.
We got distracted.
Yeah.
Who is this?
Yeah, this is Zach. Zach from
last. I don't know if you remember, Cowboy. You're the one that won me the tickets to Vegas, actually.
Yes. Well, hey, congratulations again, and I can't wait to see you in Vegas.
I can't wait to see you either.
Remember, if you don't have your tickets already, you can win them. Just enter the contest. All you have to do is send a video, or you're gonna have to, write a letter. You can write a letter now. I'm allowing you to write a letter and just send it to me at theradrealityshow@gmail.com. And if you're on my Facebook, just inbox it. So you don't have to be left out in the cold either. Okay, you guys
absolutely.
Can get back to
this
love
is
us.
Going to be a great event. Nikki has put a lot of blood and sweat into this event, and I think that it's going to be a nice event. Obviously, it's also going to be a nice event because I'm going to be there. And then I don't know how this beer pong thing's going to go, but, I think I'm going to come out to win.
Okay, hey, guys, hey, here's the deal. I got to say this right now. Hey, Heather, you need to take care of Big John. He was making fun of hockey again. What did he say, Alan? Do you remember what he said? Didn't he say something about, hockey sucked again and that only chumps win the Stanley Cup?
Holy crap. Heather says it went to a rally of over 2 million people in Chicago. Wow.
Oh, yeah. I'm a little upset about the rally. And WGN America, you suck. Just to let you guys all know, WGN America sucks. And WGN America should go to fucking hell right now. Because I recorded a whole morning of television, and all I get was Madlock and shit. When they should be showing.
What's wrong with Madlock?
I like Madlock.
Did the Hawks win?
Hell no.
Yes, we won. Have you not heard? And you've been living in Iraq. We won.
Oh,
what a team.
What other team?
No, we won.
Oh, congrats. Hey, the Stars will win it next year.
They're going to win it again. We are the dynasty.
The Stars or the Avalanche will win next year.
Good, because
thanks, Heather.
I'm pissed off. I am very pissed off. I am so pissed off. I am so
pissed off.
How
are you pissed off if your team won?
Because I couldn't watch the party today because WGN. But Heather said she recorded it, so I'll be able to watch it.
I'm
hoping I can find it online. What?
That was a good point, Cowboy.
Huh?
I say it was. That's still a good point.
Okay, whatever. Too many people up here on the phone line. Maybe I should get rid of Paul. No, I'm just joking. He's watching the Twins anyways.
Over. We beat the Braves 2-1.
Oh, that sucks. Go Atlanta.
Okay.
I've decided we're going to do this with Cowboy up on the line and everything. So, anybody would like to win?
Wait a minute. I've got to hold you up a second. Jen in the chat room says her battery on her phone is dead. Is there any way that she could do like an IM to answer, or is that too hard to figure out?
Yeah.
Nah, you got to call in. I'm sorry. I'm making an executive decision. I'm sorry. You can still enter the contest, but remember, you're not winning the tickets. You're just entering the contest to get into the to win the tickets. So,
yep, but she can also still send you an email why she should be chosen to participate. Right. So it does.
Right.
This
right.
Only...
And tonight, I am just trying to get somebody to enter that would like to enter that hasn't had a chance. And
win on if you're on.
What?
Just tell me the champion already. You know, why go through all the formalities?
Wow, that is confidence right there.
I love you
too, baby.
Sorry, I'm talking to my 5-year-old.
Don't lie. I'm on the phone with you.
Okay, so here it is. Oh, we got one caller. We got two callers. We got the one and two callers, so we got two callers. So here it is. What I'm going to do is, Zach, I'm going to mute you for a little bit just because we could get lots of background noise. And Alan, you can stay up here with me. Okay, 636, who are you?
637, where are you from?
This is Cherry Garcia.
Hello, Cherry.
Okay, so it's Cherry De Garcia, and wait, somebody just dropped off the line.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's got to stink.
So I got to go to the next caller, don't I? And so 781, that's Jess, right?
Who, me?
781, yes.
That's me.
Hello,
Anne-Marie. Hey.
Okay, so Anne-Marie and Eric Garcia is going to be playing for the chance to make it into the contest.
All right.
Let's go.
Okay. So, Cowboy.
What's up?
You've been in Big Brother, right?
No.
Come on. Play with the program.
I was on The Biggest Loser.
Oh, he is definitely that.
I'm sorry. Somebody came up to me once and said, "Hey, you were that guy on Biggest Loser." Yep, sure was.
I was on
Big Brother.
Okay, so Cowboy was on Big Brother. So what we're going to do is we're going to play a game with Cowboy up here on the phone line. And you guys can use Cowboy to answer questions. And it's going to be about Big Brother, okay?
Okay.
All the questions are going to be based on Big Brother. But you only can use him one time.
Okay.
So he's the lifeline?
Yes, he's your lifeline. And what we're going to do is... I'm going to ask one person and then the next person. If you get the question right, the other person can, try to get it right. Okay?
Okay.
No, I mean, like I'm going to ask Cherry first, and then I'm going to go to Anne Marie, and you can answer your question. And we're just going to alternate it back and forth, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then, but if you lose your question, the other person gets to try to answer it, and then they're going to win. Okay? This is not for a prize. This is just to play the Rad Reality game. So, Cherry, here's the deal. The first question is for about season 5. Tell me who was the final two people that season.
Oh,
you may
gosh.
Ask Cowboy if you want. And people in the chat room, please do not answer the questions. Do you remember, Cherry?
No.
Okay, do you want to ask Cowboy for help? You want to ask Cowboy for help? Say yes. Cowboy. Helper.
I think on that season it was Drew and Cowboy.
Yes.
Okay, you think the answer's right, yes or no?
What's
the
answer?
Jerry.
I don't think so.
Oh, you don't think so?
I don't think so.
Okay, so Cherry, you lose. So if Vicky gets this trivia question right, it was Drew and Cowboy. That's why
was
I asked
it?
The question. Yes. Okay.
That was my season.
Vicky, you ready for your question?
It's not Vicky.
Oh, wait, yeah, it's not Vicky. Why am I keep saying Vicky? Anne-Marie, you ready for your question?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, Anne-Marie. Here's your question, okay? You ready?
Ready.
Name the four horsemen who were the four horsemen. And you got to name all four of the people.
The four horsemen were Jace, Drew, Cowboy, and, Cowboy, and that tall guy. Oh, what was his name?
True story, while you're thinking about it, I actually have my picture with three of them, and when we were standing there, one of them said, "Hey, let's put our hands in like a horseman," and I thought I was the shit for about 3 seconds while they took the picture.
Okay, Cowboy?
Yeah.
You go to Cowboy?
Yeah, can I have it?
Give her a help. You don't have to give her the
savage.
Right answer. Okay, so do you think it's right, yes or no?
Who, me?
Anne-Marie.
Except for that, I can't think of the tall, it was Ben or something. He was the tall dude, the muscular guy.
Anne-Marie.
He had a fight with Jace. Yeah, can Cowboy help me with that answer?
Yeah, he's been telling you the answer.
Oh, all right, yeah, it's right.
Okay, so Anne-Marie, you're in the contest now, okay?
Yay! All right.
So, Amory and Zach is both in the contest now. And Cherry, you can still enter the contest by writing the letter and everything.
That's what
but,
I was
going to
ask.
Thank you guys for playing
okay.
tonight. What?
That's what I was going to ask. Thank you.
Yes. I
was okay,
trying
thanks.
To...
I'm really sorry you didn't think that was telling you the truth.
Sorry, cowboy. I should always listen to you.
I was in season 5, so I knew who made it to the final 2. So.
I had my seasons mixed up, hon. I'm sorry.
Hey, that's okay.
It's all good.
It's all good.
We still
love you.
Your son sounds like a doll, baby.
Hey, thank you so much. He is. He's 1 of 4, so I love my kids dearly.
You can tell you do, hon. You take
thank
care.
Thank you so much for listening to the show and being a fan of Big Brother.
I am a fan of Big Brother. I'm a fan of you, hon. You take care.
Thank you. You
all
too.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Emery, you want to say hey
yep.
to them too while you're...
Oh, thank you so much. I'm excited. Something good happened.
Yeah, and
so,
we'll tell you more about the contest. And I'll be writing a letter to everyone who makes it into the contest, but your guaranteed spot is going to be you and Zach guaranteed spots already, and there's still room for 6 more people. So enter. You got till Sunday night at midnight. But if I don't get those 6, I'm going to extend it till – but don't hold off. Because the sooner you enter, the better chance you make it. You know what I mean? So if you wait till the last minute, you might not make it because I don't feel like you're – I got to have people committed. And I want to give these tickets away to somebody that really wants to win them, you know. And I know Anne-Marie already, you know, has her tickets, I believe. So
I have a ticket for Sunday.
Sunday. No,
are these different
tickets? No, you
or
got
Saturday.
A pair of tickets, I believe, already. But she can win Sunday stuff. So I know Zach and Anne-Marie both need these. So it's going to be, you know, worth their while. So
I don't have tickets for Saturday yet. I need it even worse.
Yeah, I know. And so if you want to come, you know, this is the best opportunity to win them. I mean.
Yeah, I hope so, because I'm going to be the one driving everybody there.
Okay.
Well, that's awesome. Thank you so
I'm
much.
I'm hanging up on you guys now for I can get
all
some
right.
more.
All right. Bye bye.
You welcome. Yeah. Have a good night. Thank you.
Alan.
Yes, sir.
You can still win them, so that's cool.
Well, I'm working on it.
And there's always somebody's left or worse.
You know, the sad thing is, no offense to Garcia, because, I mean, I understand brain farts. I understand. I mean, I sometimes get that with Big Brother. I get my seasons mixed up as well. But I know that if Alan was asked both of them questions, boy, he'd be right on it. He was one of the biggest horseman fans ever. And,
I
tell you what, this is what I really think. I really would love to have the 4 horsemen. You know, back, you know, on the show because, I mean, we were one of the powerful alliance. We was very powerful. We just, I mean.
Oh, hey, wait. No, you were great, Cherry.
No, we were good. We were good. We were good.
No, Ron was responding to Cherry's post in the chat, and he's saying she shouldn't feel bad.
She shouldn't feel bad.
My bad.
She got her season. It's all
good. Yes, she should. She's not a true fan. She couldn't get that right.
Oh, shut up, Alan.
I'll tell you what. I mean, you know what? I'm a fan of the show, too, and I sometimes get my seasons wrong, too, you know? I mean, we all do it.
Yeah,
I mean, we're going on season 12 for Pete's sakes.
I know.
You know what's so funny about it is, like, whenever I do my flyers, like, if we book somebody from Big Brother, many times I had to even check because, but not, I'm almost got the Big Brother. I can almost memorize Big Brother. Now, but if you ask me Survivor and those guys, hell if I know which one's on which season of Survivor. You know what I mean? I mean, but Big Brother, I kind of got it down, you know, maybe I'm just fanatic of Big Brother enough, but, like, you know, I think I could pull off Big Brother now, Now, if you give me some stream name, like if you told me, like, oh man, I can't even think of a stream name that, like somebody from season one.
Go.
Like, so I mean, but yeah. Hey, Zach. So you at least have you have a battle now. You got Amber A to battle you.
I don't know if I think that's a battle, but it's just a formality.
And also, the cool part about it is the fans are, you guys are going to get a chance to vote on these people. So, you know, it's going to be a vote, and they're going to be able to campaign to get your votes, and they're going to be probably asking you to vote. So, I mean, anybody that, you know, does enter, it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be really fun myself.
I think
we're going to it's going to be played like Big Brother, but it's going to be tasks like probably Prince. The Apprentice. Because, like, Big Brother, we might have some contests, like, you know, but I can't, like, have you guys hang from walls or collect, like, stuff, you know. But we're going to do stuff like, you know, just
I wonder if she wants
tasks.
To be on the Ron Rad show.
Who?
I don't know, some chick that's walking down the street.
Oh,
we wanted to do this last time you were on.
Yeah, you got hair on your ass.
She hurried up and got in her house.
Well, I would too if she's running after me.
Hey, she's kind of cute.
She got your rope and rope
sure
in.
I really want you to do that sometime. That's one show before the Big Brother starts. We need to do it on a Thursday night. We need to do Hanging with Cowboy, and you go to a park, and you just go up to people and say, hey, would you like to talk on the phone with the Rad Reality Show? Hey, did you hear about Evil Lita?
I think that'd be a cool segment.
Did you hear about Evil Lita? Did you hear about that? Did you hear this yet? Here, let me play this clip, because Boom Boom Room loves it so much. Evil Lita called in, you know, Saturday for the show.
I was on the phone.
Yeah, but did you hear? I don't think you heard. I think he had his hang up. Here, let's play this anyways, because I want to play it. Alan hasn't heard it.
Hold on. Who the fuck is this?
But, I'm glad we did this.
Hold on. Here she is. Good morning. Hello.
Hey. I want to have opportunity to say hey to everyone. And,
who am I talking to?
What's up?
Okay.
Who am I talking to?
Well, I don't know. Who are you talking to? You've talked to me.
I'm Alita. Who the frick are you?
I'm Ron Red.
What the
fuck? Who the fuck are you?
Are you fucking serious with this shit?
I mean, no.
All right, hang on. I don't know good guys to me. What are you saying to me? Who am I talking to? All right.
Who are you talking to?
Oh, you're Ron. Oh, I like you. You're okay. Okay.
You're the only one who does like him. So that's good.
I've been drinking the juice. My head's a little fucked up.
Yeah, that's one reason I wanted you to come on.
Lauren, she's watching your movie, baby.
That's why I wanted you to come on the phone, because I thought you'd be funny. Okay, so wasn't that funny? Alan, I love how you were doing that while we were playing it. It was kind of funny. Okay, oh man.
You need to isolate
the
comp store and make that into a clip, Ron.
What?
You need to, like, isolate just the part where you're like, I'm fucking Ron Rad and make Ento clip.
Oh, yeah, you know what? Something else I've been thinking about doing, and I'm going to work on this, is doing ringtones.
Yeah.
Like, have ringtones available where you guys can download ringtones. So I'm going to get, like, Cowboy to say, yeehaw, or, you know, like, something funny, you know, like, one of Cowboy's lines or something like that. And you guys can, like, download, you know, their ringtones. So you guys, you know how you guys have your... So that's something I'm going to put on the webpage. that's something that's coming up, so that's a good way to reason to advertise, because I think that'll bring us lots of traffic, ringtones and stuff like that. And go ahead, Zach.
Just that'd be cool.
Yeah. So.
Can I? Since this is kind of like for the fans and stuff, and Zach, since I kind of helped win your tickets, and you don't have to say me. I mean, I want you to be honest. Of all season, all 11 seasons, who's your favorite character in Big Brother?
Definitely Dr. Will.
Who?
Dr. Will.
Dr. Will. And
Cowboy just hung up. We lost him. Good one. We just lost Cowboy hung up. That was the end of it.
I guess he didn't like my answer.
No. I'd rather you be honest and lie to me. No, I mean, Dr. Will is one of the top best players of Big Brother, you know. I mean, he almost won it for a second time. I mean, he's an incredible player.
Yeah. I want to open the phone lines real quick before we go on. 347-237-5506. Here's the deal. Who is your favorite Big Brother person other than Cowboy? Cowboy's not going to... We're going to accept Cowboy because he's up on the phone line. And if you,
Now,
if he really was your favorite, go ahead. But don't suck up to him. Because I don't think Cowboy wants you guys. That's why I think he said that to Zach even. He said,
I have a question for Cowboy.
Okay.
All right. Besides yourself, who's your favorite house guest?
My favorite house guest
from your
all
season.
Time.
Not from your season. Let's do one. If it's from your season, pick someone else. Tell us who you have from your season.
I think, there's several. I mean, I'm close friends with a lot, and I have to go on who I really liked on the show. And I think the Rad Show knows, but it was probably Ray Ray. I really like Rachel from her season. I think that she could have had a chance to win if Hallie didn't screw her over. I really like Ray Ray. I've met her August the 29th of last year in Dallas, and we had a good time. She's an incredible person in real life. And Ron knows I was really stoked to get to meet her. But I guess I really have to say her. There's so many great ones. I mean, but if I had to pick an ultimate, I like Ray Ray.
That was my favorite of season 6, and I was hoping her and Hallie would be final 2.
Absolutely. I mean, they would have been good. Hallie is just too crazy. I mean, I've met Hallie like 3 times. Hallie's just too wild. I mean, you saw in All Stars where he screwed up in All Stars. Just doesn't take the time to think. I love Hallie. I'm not here to say I don't. Hallie's like a brother to me. But I think that Ray Ray would have won the game if Hallie just was calm and collected. I think, Hallie could have made it to the end too. He screwed up in 2 seasons just because of his wildness.
Yeah.
Hey, we got a caller. Let's take the caller, okay?
All right.
000.
Caller, Station David, where are you from? They're obviously from the train station.
Not for me.
Hey, caller. You're on.
They're on their way to Vegas.
Okay, caller. Hey, your number is hidden. The person that just called in just a second ago, you can talk. Guess they don't want to talk.
Come on, everybody in the chat room. Come on, call in. This is Big Fun. Call in. Tell us who your favorite is. And don't say Sheila. I like Sheila, but Big John, call in, buddy.
Call-in number is 347-237-5506.
All right. Another question about your season, Cowboy.
Okay.
Were Karen's cookies any good?
Who's cookie? Oh, Karen? You know what? That's the only thing that kept her in the game was, she did that to be polite and stuff, and I gotta give her bonus points on that. I mean, she tried. We made jokes of the house, obviously, but that's how she stayed in. She complained a lot. She baked cookies. She's okay, but Marvin was the best cook of all times in our house. I mean, Marvin, he's a great chef. I mean, he really is, and I think he's been on Rachel Ray's show, and he does his own stuff. He was an incredible chef, and I tell you what, that really helped him in the game because, I learned some stuff from him. I mean, he's an incredible chef.
Okay, we got a caller. We got callers, but right. Zach, finish your statement, sorry.
I was sad to see the four horsemen be so quick to turn on the Santa Monica band, boys.
The thing is about the Santa Monica Van Boys. The reason I didn't like him in the game because I saw that he was playing everybody, and those are like the people that you really have to watch out for. Marvin's he's an incredible player. I mean, I think he has a degree in psychology. I mean, the man is very brilliant. And, of course, I didn't know he had that in the house. But, he was playing everybody, and he played it very well. And if someone won, like Lori won $10,000, he got her out in the second week just because of, I believe it was second week. I'm sorry, it's getting so old. But he said something. And what was weird is when he won the soap opera thing, nobody said, hey, let's get Marvin out because he won the soap opera thing. I mean, the thing is he was really good about making conflict in the house. He was very, very intelligent at that game.
Hey, let me take some calls, guys.
While you're taking Cowboy, one of the chatters whose phone is dead and can't get on the phone, Jen wants to know if you still keep in touch with Marvin.
You know what? I think we've had Marvin on the show. That was because of me. I think it's through text message. It's not like on a best friend type situation, but I did contact him. He did come on our show. I say our show. I feel like I've been a part of the show for over a year now, actually a year about now, actually. And, it's one of them mutual things. I think that, I could probably get a hold of him next week and he'd probably come on the show again. It's very mutual. One thing I like about Marvin and me as well, that was a game. We put everything aside and, I wish that other people would do the same thing.
Yeah, he was really good. I remember we had him on a Thursday, in which I actually wanted to announce tonight that is a definitely probably going. Thursday nights will be roundtable night again with Cowboy. And Monday night with Michelle Costa. Tuesday night, I'm still open for Tuesday nights. I'm still thinking about who we should get there for Tuesday night.
That's up in there.
I just don't know who I want to. I don't know if I'm going to go Big Brother Tuesday night because it's kind of Wednesday night anyways. I might leave that for just we can talk about it over on the BB Hour. So 781, who's your favorite Big Brother? Since we're on this Big Brother kick right now and we got Cowboy with us, 781, Big Brother, favorite Big Brother people.
Okay, everybody's going to expect me to say Jeff or Jordan, but I'm going to say Janelle.
Okay.
Let's take a moment and congratulate her.
She's about to get married.
She's getting married tomorrow.
I know. I'm so excited for her. I was just looking at pictures.
You know what? I tell you what. Janelle is in the top three of the best players of all time. I'm sorry. She doesn't beat Dr. Will, but I think she comes in a tight second.
I don't like Phil.
She is in the top five. I don't know if she's number. I don't know if she would be in the top three, maybe. But she is in the top five.
But I mean, okay. I'm gonna argue for Janelle. Okay, this is the thing. I mean, she won so many vetoes, and even in All-Stars. I mean, you can't tell me that she doesn't deserve to be in the top three of the best Big Brother player.
I'm going to give you a couple. I'm going to give you some other people then. And this is where I'm thinking. Dan has to be in the top three then, too. You know, so is Dan number two or three? I mean, and that's kind of where I was thinking.
Dan just played a great social game.
Yeah, I have to agree.
He played a great game, too. I mean, you got to remember.
It was more social than game.
I don't know.
I think it was more social.
Yeah, I think that's the
game. Okay, are you talking game? See, but Dr. Will never won a game. Dr. Will never won a.
He was more social. That's why I don't like him. But then again,
Janelle is in the top. What is game though? See, this is the thing. This is where we had this kind of conversation. What's the definition of a game? See, Danielle to me would be probably the top gamer because she won vetoes. She saved her ass so many times. Jen Johnson.
Are you talking about Danielle Reigns or whatever?
No, Donato.
Oh.
I mean, her season, she got out of so many vetoes. You know, I think she even tied Janelle for most vetoes.
She played a good social and a strategic game, so I'll have to agree with that one.
That's my thought on Janelle. Janelle was good in the contest, but she always rubbed people the wrong way. If Janelle didn't win those vetoes, she had no social game. She just aggravated people left and right.
Yeah, I mean, Janelle had no social game. I mean, she did it without having a social game, kind of like Dr. Will. I mean, Dr. Will did not have a social game.
He did to
no,
he
though. I'm having deja vu from the finale of Survivor now. Everybody is got their different criteria for how they feel somebody played, and that's just it, as far as I'm concerned. So.
That's what I'm saying. The definition of a game, the definition of who's the best game player has to be put in writing or you can't define it. So is gameplay social game or is it physical game? See, this
you know
is
what?
The battle we have with Dan.
Oh, guess what? Rain is on the phone. Cool.
Yeah, I know. And so I do want to take some other people's opinions.
I want to say one thing real quick, and then you can do that. I want to say for my season, who I think was the best player, and this person also, I felt like had a social, but she was smart as well. I have to give it to my sister. I mean, she was the best player in season five by far. She was intelligent, and I mean, she would have won the game if her brother didn't kick her out. But, I mean, she was the best player in season five.
Think about it. She had a whole strategy named after what she came up with.
She did. She's incredible. I stood there. I'm not saying because she's my sister, but she's in the top. I mean, to me, she's one of the top players as well. She could have won BB5. And it came to a decision on my hands, and I still get ragged. I think it was a week ago some fan was getting on to me because the decision I made. It was a decision I made 6 years ago when I was 23 years old. Huh?
This happened a week ago? It's still happening, huh?
Yeah, I mean, and that's fine. I mean, I will, you know, stand my ground, and, you know, and I look back and – I wonder if I did the right decision. You know, I think what really helped Diane was what was fresh on the game. She saved my butt the week prior. I mean, she won that veto, and she saved, you know, she took Drew off, and we got rid of Karen. But, you know, the thing is, that's what saved Diane. You know, Nokomis did not try to save me in the game. But, I mean... It's one of them things where, I mean, it was a decision that happened 6 years ago. And I look back now and what I should have said in my ending speech to the jurors, I got the best player out of our season.
Mm.
And, I look at it now and I did. I got the best player out. But, you know, you're so nervous, you don't know what to say. I was a young kid. I mean, I was 23 years old.
Wow.
And, I mean, I'm more mature now, and I've came up with what I should have said. You know, would it won the game? I don't know. But, you know, they went on who won the most HOHs. If that's the case, Drew deserved to win.
Yeah.
Hey, let me go to some more callers. And, Jess, I'm going to drop you off because there's so many people on the phone line.
Okay.
That are, and,
thank you
and,
so much for calling
and,
in.
But thanks yep. for calling in, yeah.
Of course.
We have lots of people called in. So
well, good.
You're going to be after this next one. Yeah, I mean, that's why I'm kind of trying to. 715. Go ahead, Alan.
Hello.
I like when you do it.
Hello?
Yes,
say your name and where you're from.
Alan normally says it.
My name is Tom.
Say again, please.
Okay. I'm Wisconsin. What? I can't. Okay,
all I heard was Wisconsin.
Tom, this is Paul. Welcome. How much have you been listening to?
I've been listening to it all, but I haven't been chatting because I don't know how to do that yet. But
okay, this Tom is somebody I've met via Skype that Jess had invited in one night, and we continued.
Oh, cool.
And Tom,
well, thank you so much for being part of the show.
Tom knows his stuff. Go ahead, Tom.
All right, your question was my favorite players and personalities. And I have three, and one is a player strategically, one is physically, and one is my favorite person, and they're all three women. My favorite strategically is Cowboy's sister. My favorite
cool.
Physically is a girl from my home area, which is Janelle, and then my favorite personality is from season three, Miss Amy.
Oh, Amy Cruz, she's like a sister to me. She's incredible. She's a lovely girl. I mean, she's doing good. She, you know, she's happy, married. I mean, all three of your choices, I think, are very good choices. You know, that's the thing is, usually, I could sit here right now and probably figure, but men have dominated Big Brother. I think it's very close. But women play the game very very well. I had Danielle Rhines, the African-American, not the Donato, but she once told me, she goes, never trust the girl in that game because girls know how to play that game. They know how
hey,
to pull the wool over men's eyes, and they know how to work it. And,
hey,
I mean... Huh? Go ahead, Buzz.
It's funny how guys always win.
Another thing that I've also came to realize with a lot of women who have ended up playing good, like Janelle, somewhat
Nicole.
Danielle, but not really Danielle, but Amy and them, is
mm-hmm.
a lot of them have had a catty little fight with someone, like how Janelle hated the other girls on the other team so
right.
bad. So her goal was, let's get rid of them, and she got rid of most of them except for the other two, and then Amy was get rid of Kiara, and
right.
and then even Keisha from season 10 was I got to get rid of April and April's boy, Ollie and Jesse, and they did their good moves, and what it was showing was their catty moves, or their catty attitude, which I like watching cattiness, it just makes me laugh, and that's what I like about women, and the good men have sat behind the catty women and let the women do the work, like
the
Will,
dirty work.
Like Dr. Will, when he let Janelle and Erica do their dirty work, and then and Boogie as well, and also when he did it to Nicole and let Nicole be her catty game, and we all know how Nicole played, and that's how I feel the guys did. Where the guys came in at being smart is they owned up on, or they used the women's cattiness to advance them, and the women did good because they were catty, and they were being shown that their true moves were to get rid of certain women and certain men.
Now, there you go. I said he knows his stuff, right, guys?
Yeah, he does. I mean, And I agree with you that the women seem to do all the dirty work, and then the guys seem to take the ride to the end. You know what I mean?
By the way, Tom, I know you're not in the chat room. Jeff is in there, and she's hi.
I seen her on Skype. She said hello.
Okay.
Yes.
Hey, Tom, have you got a Blog Talk account yet?
I tried to, but it kept saying it won't let me, and it won't come to my email, so I think there's something wrong with my email address.
You know, the thing is, okay. I think when I was doing Blog Talk, it took me a few times, but finally it took.
Tom and I will work on it. Don't worry.
Cool.
Yeah,
thank you so much
for
calling in.
Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. Let me get to the next caller.
Talk to all of you. Have a nice day.
You too.
You too. Hey, this has been a good prop to show for the show that we, you know, got technically kicked off yesterday. Yesterday we
Howard, state your name and where you're from.
Wait, you got to wait till I say, Alan, when I say 903, you do that. That's your new, I love it. When you're on there, you do that. So good, because I don't have to do it. Hey, just to let you guys know, and I said this in the beginning, I'm going to try to get Alan to call in and a couple other people, and I'm going to put together some, like, a new intro, because I've been playing with some writing, some like, little jingles, and we're going to do some, like, intro, and I'm hoping to get Alan to get, because Alan has a great voice and everything, so maybe get Alan to do some jingles.
Well, thank you.
For me, and I love when you do that. That's so cool, because then all I have to do is, like, you know, say, Alan, if Alan's not here, I can just make the clip and say, state your name and where you're calling from. Okay. So here it goes. Ready, Alan?
Yeah.
903.
Welcome, reindeer from Denison, Texas.
Alan and I have been in IMing.
Don't tell people that. Don't tell them what we were talking about.
Well, yes. Actually, I'm reindeer in the chat room. The one player that I think did real good considering we kind of had control over him was Eric. And then
ouch.
I loved Joshua and his drama. I laughed till I cried at him, some of the things that he pulled off. I couldn't believe
it. Joshua.
Josh.
The gay guy.
The gay guy
out of Dallas.
Was Sharon.
You know what? I tell you what. I got to meet Joshua in Oregon, and I tell you what. He is hilarious. He had Kel and I just so laughing. He's hilarious.
Well, I still try. I'm trying to look for that clip that they played that it didn't make it on. I think it did, where they woke him up with that song, and he sat straight up and he started dancing like the Pointer Sisters. Oh my God! I still laugh at that one. That was
you know what, and I'm just going to state my rule, and when I meet him, maybe I'll change my mind, or if we get him on the show sometime,
right.
And I talk to him, maybe, but he still gives me just
Brain.
Upset thinking about what he did to my Bueno girl, and I loved Amanda, and I'm friends with Amanda off, you know, like when she got out of the house. And Amanda, what he did to Amanda kind of just killed me. And sorry, I just, you know.
Well, if you have learned over all the shows you've done, it just takes a little bit to give them a chance to, you know, to maybe change your feelings. And I think you said that, you know, he apologized, though.
Yeah, no. It's like Vicky said in the chat room, though. I mean, he wasn't nice to females, and he targets females, and this is the thing I do not like about him. And I know people are going to probably disagree with me, but he always, like, targeted, you know, like, females. And the only female he didn't target was Sharon, because Sharon was his partner. And him and Natalie, I have lots of
– in person, he's incredible, Ron.
No, again, if I talked to him, I didn't like Yvette personally, but then you brought her on the show that one time, and I kind of, you know, thought she was not as bad as she was in the house, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, and I wasn't a huge fan of Shima, and then I got her on the show, and
exactly.
And I really, you know, it, again, I'm just saying, in the house, those Natalie and Josh are kind of two people like. And I'm talking Natalie last season. Natalie, as I've said many times, I've had her on the show though, and I still get about her. Yeah. So
I think
okay,
the thing
Ryan,
is to run different. There's different personalities that you know watch Big Brother and enjoy different.
Wow.
Different
right, aspects. And I agree.
And
everyone's got different tastes.
Yeah, and things
yeah.
that
we have
things that
views. We view them different.
Exactly.
We're all different, and that's I didn't view him as going against the women. I just sat there and cracked up and laughed at him over his moves and his crying, his putting the water in his eyes, the you know trying to be a drama queen. I mean that's what. You know, that's what I thought was funny about him.
Right, exactly. I understood what you were getting at there, Rain. So.
No, I
but,
agree. But I understand.
I wanted to listen to
Was there anybody else that you liked?
I wanted to listen.
Well, I did like Eric, even though he was put under fire a lot. He did his best, even though we had some control over him.
Yeah, true.
See, I would like to see Eric... I'd like to see Eric in a game where we don't control him because
exactly.
when we controlled him, he didn't play it wisely, in my opinion. His biggest mistake, Eric, his biggest mistake that he kind of played his own game where he forgot that he was in there as the player's choice, and that's what killed him. And honestly, Eric's been on the show too. I kind of, you know, would love to see him back in the house just to see if he can play. And after the show, guys, there's going to be a tiny chat that Jess is opening. So go join her. The link is in the chat room.
How much more minutes do we have on the show?
13.
I like to say something on, you know, everyone has a different taste. I mean, you know, I'm a one of a kind. I understand that I've got haters out there. You know, everybody is going to have people that like them, hate them. I mean, it's just going to happen. And I've learned to not let it bother me. I mean, it's one of the, I know who I am for who I am and for my family and my friends. And that's all that matters. And I mean, we're not going to be able to please everybody.
Right.
That's all right. Go ahead, Rain.
I said that's true. You can't please everybody. Hell, well, I know. It's a game with different personalities. There's going to be different people that's going to like one certain person depending on their personality. I wanted Cowboy to come back in. There was a bunch of us that was rooting for Cowboy to come
back
in. And you don't know how upset we were that he didn't make it. Little lady in Sherman, Texas, that thinks he is the grandest. She's 94 years old. And to let me know, ask me, what's going on in the chat room? Is our boy going to stay in? And I'm like, yes, I'm going to go ahead and tell you this. Yeah.
Okay, you got me teared up. Thank you. And tell them her. I mean, I tell you what, and those are the people why I continue to go as strong as I do. I mean,
right.
I enjoy the game probably
I'll
more
tell you
than
what would be cool, Mike.
I have played the game.
I tell you what would be cool, since they live so close, we ought to go down there one day so you can see her.
Absolutely, I would do it.
You're only 90 miles from Denison, so I was thinking at one time you were.
That would be amazing, and you have to snap some pictures to share with us if you do that.
Absolutely.
Well,
I live in Durant, so it's not like it's
a
big deal. I mean, it's down the road.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to cut everybody off, but he had one experience like that with a young lady that was on her. Well, I'll say it's her deathbed. I don't know what happened with her afterwards, but her whole dream was to meet Michael. And, you know, I'm saying it for him because I know he's probably getting emotional. Well, one thing that if y'all don't know, Mike, he's a very, very emotional man. That's one of his strong points is he's a man that's not scared to show his emotions. And every time he talks about it, he tears up. But, you know,
I know he's told me before, and we've talked about it in quite detail. You know, the reason he keeps doing what he does is not for himself, and I've seen it. It's for the fans. You know, me and him, you know, have been through quite a bit together since he moved in with me. And, you know, we talk about everything and we discuss everything. You know, he's my best friend. I you know, there's no really other way to describe it besides, you know, we both needed each other when we were there. And, you know, he's like my brother from another mother. And I think it's cool that I get to witness this because I'm living every fan's dream who ever has anything to do with it, because not only do I know him, he lives with me, and I get to see stuff like that firsthand, you know. And I've told the story over and over again about how we met, and it never gets old, you know. And when him and Drew and Scott, you know, and I, we all went to Walmart one time right after they had got out of season 5, and there are people grabbing disposable cameras off the shelf and opening them right there just to take pictures of these people, and, you know, before anybody can pay for them or say anything or do anything. It finally took me having to, you know, stop the crowd so they could walk up the next aisle and get away, because it was just, you know, you'd think somebody announced it over the loudspeaker that everybody was there at Walmart, because it was just people were getting on their cell phones and, you know, hey, come over here. Guess who's over here, you know. And even still, we'll be walking. Like when we went to Oregon, we're walking through the airport, and, you know, we're kind of just checking people out as we're walking and stuff like that. And you can always tell when somebody recognizes him because they give you the face. And it's like, whoa, you know, it's funny. But, you know, I've never seen him really get bitter about it. He always keeps a positive attitude. So, you know, it's people like the fans that really keep him going.
If you can make somebody smile for a day, you have done more than you can ever do with money.
Amen.
And I want to say something too, and it's a good way to kind of wrap the show up, because I was gonna play a song to close the show, because somebody close to me passed away, or not close to me in a sense of like somebody I knew,
meant a lot to you.
Meant a lot. Passed away this week, and his name was Dan O'Keefe, and but as I sit here listening to this Love Fest for Cowboy, I was sitting here. I was getting ready. Don't laugh, because I'm getting ready to make some people probably cry too. Because I kind of got tears in my eyes, because, like Cowboy said, right after Rainbow, I contacted Cowboy, and I was going to get him on the show, but I didn't expect to get me a friend. And there's two people that I've actually, there's more than two, but I can think of two people that I've met on this show, and really there's three, because Michelle would have to be another one, and Cowboy and Corey. But those three people that I've met through this show has meant the world to me. And and Cowboy has, you know, ever since I met him, he's been somebody I could go to, and if I needed someone to talk to, and I know now he's been dealing with a lot of stuff, and I'm dealing with a lot of stuff, and we haven't really been that, you know.
No, I really understand.
I know if I needed him, but I know if I needed you, Cowboy, you're there.
I'll
be there. And I'll tell you right now, Michelle Costa and Cowboy from Big Brother are two of my most closest people, and I can't wait for Vegas.
I see some hugging going on when you finally get together, right?
I'm
giving Ron a big old kiss on the lips. What are you talking about hugging?
Yeah, me too. Especially when I meet Michelle, I'm gonna give her a big old kiss.
And then you're going to hear people are going to be going, oh, my God, that's you?
I tell you, so I didn't catch, I know that you're from Denison, but on the lady that lives in Sherman, if you have a Facebook page, You can contact me on Facebook.
They've got me in the chat room. I've got to set one up this weekend. I got a few that's going
to I gave her my email a while ago so she can get hold of me that way.
Awesome. And we can get that set up. And what I, you know, this is what I want to say is, you know, I don't have much now, but I, you know, we lived off the land growing up. I'm just the average, you know, country boy that, you know, always works hard. I mean, I've got four beautiful kids. You know, to me, there's no reason to have an attitude because I was on TV. I'm just like y'all. And, you know, when there's people that I come across, they can't talk to me. They're, you know, starstruck. And I understand on that point, too. But, you know, to me, I have the attitude, you know what, I'm just like y'all. I go through the same pain. And, you know, maybe more pain and probably, you know, less pain than some others. But, you know, I'm human just like y'all. And, you know, God has been good to me. And I'm going to keep the attitude on, you know, being nice because I believe that I will be rewarded one day. And it may not be on earth, but, you know, in heaven it'll be nice. But, you know, I have great fans. And if I can just, like the lady said, make one person happy. I've done my job, and my dream is to entertain and help people. And I'm living my dream right now. And I'm not saying it's peachy dory, and I'm living in a two-story house. I promise you, it's not happening. But you know what? I'm okay with that. So sorry.
You have a home, and
no,
you
it's all
food.
Good.
What do you need? You just, I mean, when you've got home, food, friends, and you know the good Lord's above us, what else do we need?
Absolutely.
Hey, you know what? I want to finish this show right now because I want to play a song to finish off the show, guys. So, and it's a song that was done by Dana Kay, and come back Sunday night because Sunday night we'll do the show. And it's kind of funny what Rain just said. What the good Lord needs is, this song has kind of been a theme in my life, and it's gonna be not get the whole song, but I'm gonna say goodnight. You guys all want to say goodnight real quick?
Goodnight.
Yeah,
goodnight.
Thank you, man. Thank you, podcasters and chat room.
No, wait.
Thank
you know,
so much.
If you guys want to stay for the podcast, I'm just gonna kill the. We can go on and talk for a second. So stay with me, but I'm just wanting everyone in the chat room to know that we're gone.
And thank you to all the callers too.
All right, bye, Captain.
Thank you, caller. Thank you.
want to kill it because the stream is done. But thank you all for showing up tonight and everything. You hear me?
Yes.
You guys are there?
Yes.
I didn't mean to switch the mood of the whole show there. You know, I know it was rocking and rolling.
No, it was
but...
great. Hey, Alan.
It worked out just like it was supposed to, Alan.
Yeah, that was great. I wanted to say that too. And Cowboy, you do know, you know, we, and I love it. You know, and it was a great show actually. I was playing in an hour show. Paul always tells me just go with it. And Cowboy, you going in?
Okay,
and,
Alan, you were asking Rain about where Nikki's show was. Was that your chat question?
Yeah, because, you know, I've heard y'all talk about Nikki's show, and...
Okay. Rain is she's, like, major in that mod, and she helps out with all the links, and she's a rock star there, so...
Well, nobody else will do it.
Oh, come on! You do a great job, doesn't she, Ron?
When we get a new room.
Yeah, she does. Her and Hula and everyone. But you rock the... You rock the links like Paul does for me. Here. I won't try to steal you from Nikki because the last time I tried to steal somebody from Nikki, she was gonna kill me for it.
Well, I know she's gonna be changing chat rooms, and we don't know how that's gonna work.
Do you think that'll start with tomorrow's or?
Well, Paul hadn't got an email to know so that we'll know what to do so I can help, so I don't know.
You know what? I know she's counting on Block Talk, or no, not Block Talk, but Real Player to do it. I have a feeling it might be a little while for it because I won't say no more.
Well, she said that they're having trouble hooking up and that Real Player is not happy with her chat room that she's looking at, and or that they've tried. I'm saving this that they just posted in here this new room that's got chicken on the end of it. But we're wanting to get it going as soon as possible because there's some problems going on into the room, and if she doesn't get something done soon, she's going to lose a lot of listeners.
Yeah.
So that's the thing on that. And I did go get some of those. They had over at this bookstore some more of those Mad Libs, and they have them in the, and as a matter of fact, I brought them home with me. That's where I'm calling from. And one of them is on World's Greatest, Prime Time, and the other one is Grand Slam, which is baseball.
Oh, I need that one for myself.
I got those two books. I keep them in my laptop since I drag it back and forth. But
We need to get one for hockey.
Hockey?
Yeah,
I didn't see one for
I want a hockey one. I need a hockey one.
The baseball one's hilarious. There's a bunch of them that's on them. I read over them. And then the... other one that I got several of them in the file cabinet for backup. She had got her last one, and it was very.
And just to let Cowboy know, since he's here and everything, our first show probably will be a combined effort, me and Nikki's, on Thursday after the Big Brother thing. We don't know what we're going to do yet, but we're going to combine our shows kind of somehow. So
cool.
It's going to be kind of fun. It's going to be kind of nice because, you know, me and her together and then anybody else, you know, like I'm hoping to get you to call in and we'll get like Michelle to call in and people, you know, like in I know she's going to try to get Sheila, I think, to be there in studio and like Puff is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's going to be cool. We might even do like a 4-hour show where I get the first 2 hours somehow or another, we're going to combine the two shows somehow. Because I usually go to her show now anyways. Right, Rain? I'm pretty much a regular there anyway.
Yeah, you're
up there
in the top part.
Yep.
I'm going to miss it. Just
why?
because I am second vice president of our state association, and I'm also the awards chair, and I will be in convention giving away awards that night.
Oh, this coming Saturday?
No,
no, on
Big Brother.
Thursday, that first night of Big Brother Thursday.
Oh,
don't tell me. I'm gritting my
I'm
teeth.
I'm sure you
it.
Are. I can only imagine.
Yeah.
Okay. You're going to do something, ain't you, damn cat?
There's damn cat again.
No,
that
no, she walked off.
There's damn cat.
Yeah, that's her new name. Whenever I get mad at her, I call her damn cat. Because Paul named her damn cat.
That's a damn cat.
Every time I was on the phone with him or on Skype, I never heard him call his cat by Salem, but always damn cat. So
we had a Siamese that would have been 21 June of last year and had to have him put down in March of last year. And
wow.
His nickname was Mr. Lippy, because when you came through the door, he talked to you, didn't matter who you were. And then Siamese will talk to you. So his nickname was Mr. Lippy, and he answered to it.
Oh, that's cute.
That's funny.
My cat will be, I think, 14, 13. I think it'll be 14 this coming Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow.
The thing that worries me is she has this growth on her belly, and she's had it for
uh-oh.
Almost a year now. And it's kind of like it's big, and I'm afraid she has cancer, but she never seems to be sick or anything, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it could just be, you know, like it seems like it comes and goes. It seems like it swells sometimes and then it goes down. I need to probably take her to the vet, but it's going to cost me too much.
Hey, Ron, I normally don't hang up early, but I've got something to take care of, namely.
No,
body.
I'm ready to hang up anyways because I need to get going.
Okay.
But thank you all for calling in. Cowboy, you still there with us, Zach?
Yeah.
I'm here.
Have a great night, guys.
Okay.
Thanks, everyone.
Cowboy, thank you for calling in.
Okay.
Yeah,
and
thank
Lorraine,
you so much.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you all. Okay. And Alan, make sure you enter, because I want you to enter. And Rain, you can enter, too, if you haven't got your tickets yet.
I've got my tickets for the Bash, for the BB Bash. I won those.
Okay, but Mary, you can win the Sunday stuff too. So if you're entered,
for the hogs,
you know,
and heifers,
you,
is that what you're talking
yep.
about?
Yeah, you get like I think I don't want to be quoted on this. You get the barbecue, you know, the price of the barbecue. You get like the I think you get a tab, like, you know, like drinks, you know, and
seriously,
and
I'd
then,
rather
you know,
go to somebody that does a lot of drinking. I mean, I drink mixed drinks.
No, I'm just saying you get all the your props paid for that Sunday. I can't remember what y'all get.
Yeah, she said it was the tab, and then you got the entry fee or the being able to go in without paying that. That wasn't going to be that much anyway.
Yeah.
No, it's a cheap Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And that's why if somebody like Zach wins, if somebody wins and has to take that as the prize, the big prize, I'm going to add stuff. And I'm going to add stuff anyways. And there is going to be other stuff added to the contest. I'm hoping to maybe
right,
get a
pair go around.
Of, like, Cowboys.
Good.
Yeah, yeah, Paul, go ahead, drop.
Yeah, you
like,
a good
I was
one.
Gonna help. I might enter, like, having, like, get Cowboy to sign a pair of underwear, you know, and, you know, give that out. And then he can sign I take care of myself.
Right.
I'm joking, Cowboy. But
hey, it's okay.
But yeah,
it's
let me tell you the wisest thing you did to raise you some money is put the word advertising. I have a tax office. I'm an enrolled agent. So when you change your plea for additional funds, people that own a business that will get a little bit of advertising spot, they're gonna give you money. Whereas if it's a donation, it's treated so totally different. So that or
yeah, and I agree. And I'm gonna start.
If you want
to, yeah, I'm gonna
start
tweeting it. And I think $5 is reasonable enough too. You know what I mean?
Cheap
a month
is what I'm thinking. I mean, you're selling. You're almost free, but you're cheap.
Yeah, but you know what? I need to raise like $30 each month to cover some stuff. I mean, just technically, and I'm only offering like I do like four shows a month a week.
Right. Right.
You know what I mean? So to do a 30-second spot a week for, like, Avon, you know, somebody that sells Avon, you know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Okay, I wasn't paying attention because one of your chatters had me tied up in an IM.
Are you talking about Alan?
Yes, that's okay. As a matter of fact, he went to the same school my kids went to school at. He graduated in between them.
Oh, that's cool.
So you're
still
talking
with us,
$5 for advertising for like a 30-minute spot?
Like a 30-second spot.
30-second spot. I need to get a hold of NAEA.
Yeah.
I'm on promotions. I'm on the national committee for that and see if they may be interested in that. Nancy is our chairperson on that. And then
What I'm going to do is give them a spot on the webpage, you know, where advertisers will get the, you know, like, you know, a spot on the webpage,
Let me talk to our state president. He might go for it because we've got the funds still in our budget.
But now, if I get a big one, I'm working on getting a huge one. This is just for small companies. So I'm mainly wanting to give this to, like, people. And it might, you know, I'm going to do it for, like, a month and see what happens, you know what I mean? But I'm mainly wanting small businesses. But, like, the big businesses, I'm going to try to get more for them, you know what I mean?
Right.
But, like, any small businesses, I'm going to give them the $5, you know what I mean?
But you got to think along the line, if it's a small business, they're going to take care of it in their area. So you got to, I mean, you know, you're all national, and how's that going to help somebody in their area? And I know we're tying up your time. I can what-if you to death.
We'll talk about it. But okay. I'm just kind of throwing it out for people that are doing, like, online stuff, too. You know what I mean? That's what I was thinking, like, eBay, you know? Like, if they have an eBay store, I will put a link on my page. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To get more traffic into eBay. You know what I mean? You know, especially if you sell, like, you know, like, sport cards, I'm going to push it because, you know, I'm going to, you know, it's going to be, you know, so that's kind of what I'm looking at, you know what I mean? And we'll talk, and I might have to switch it up a little bit, but anybody that's interested, I'm going to start out with $5 for the first month just to see what kind of stuff, you know what I mean? So
just email me
at theradrealityshow@gmail.com or Facebook me. Are you on my Facebook?
I haven't built mine. Cindy's been after me, or y'all know her as Foot Short, to get it set up, so she's going to help me this weekend.
I don't know if you know,
Sean, I've been telling you on Facebook the last few days. I need to get your number or something because you never answer my IMs on there.
Oh, that's because I'm usually sleeping.
Yeah, I figure.
And I don't have a cell phone. I'm about ready to order me a new cell phone. Tonight, actually, I'm about ready to. So. When I get my new cell phone, I'll give you my cell phone for you can text me.
All right.
And everything. But, yeah. Take care, guys. Thank you, Rain, for calling in. Alan, you still with us?
I guess he left.
Yeah, his number's still there. He must be taking care of himself, too. Talk to you later, Zach, too. Thank you.
You have a good evening. Goodbye.
You too. Bye.